Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 628 and today I'm talking about sailing. Well, sort of sailing, not really. Not the actual act of sailing. I'm currently reading a book which I highly recommend for anyone that finds any of the content that I speak about interesting, actually. The book is called The Body Keeps the Score by a guy called Bessel von Brook. I probably should have figured out his surname. It's by Bessel. Great name, by the way. So, The Body Keeps the Score is a fantastic and fascinating read. It looks at the way that the body responds to traumatic events in differing ways, depending on how people actually respond to those events and depending on their own personality structures and life experience as well. Whether that be children right through to healthy adults in that experience traumatic events. It's really, really, really fascinating read. The information that he shares in relation to healing, I guess, he never actually has to use that word yet, but it's probably a common word in our space to use. It's beautiful because it really does offer this quite an integrative approach of looking at both the mental health of the person, right? So the mind, because the mind and the brain are different. It's very important we figure that out. Mind and brain are two different things. Mind is subjective, brain is objective, right? Brain itself is an organ, the mind is not. And so the ability to look at the mind space, the ability to look at the brain and brain scans and you know, what parts of the brain are activated during differing situations. And then look at also the community and the culture and the support that's around that person. And then also look at the plans and structures and courses of that person's then goes through. It's a beautiful integrative approach, and I think it's a fantastic read. So at the start of chapter 8, he shares a quote from Stephen Cope, and it's called The Night Sea Journey, right? And it really is pointing out a lot of similarities of conversations in the past that I've had on here where I'm like, well, you know, the Holy Grail. It's like, well, where do we go to find the Holy Grail? And the answer is you enter the forest at the part that seems most darkest to you. And that's a metaphor. It's a metaphor of going into this night sea journey. It's a metaphor of looking into your shadow. It's a metaphor of leaning into your potential based upon the stuff that you've been ignoring. That's what it's beautiful, right? But that's the way that we describe as humans this subjective space, this mind space. We use metaphors, we use stories. You can't just show someone the balances of chemicals, the person goes, oh, I get it, right? Stories and anecdotes are beautiful for that reason. So let's get to Stephen's quote. He says, "The night sea journey is a journey into the parts of ourselves that are split off, disavowed, unknown, unwanted, cast out, and exiled to the various subterranean worlds of consciousness. The goal of this journey is to reunite us with ourselves. Such a homecoming can be surprisingly painful, even brutal. In order to undertake it, we must first agree to exile nothing." Whew. Oh, let's hear that again. "The night sea journey is a journey into the parts of ourselves, right, that are split off, disavowed, unknown, unwanted, cast out, and exiled to the various subterranean worlds of consciousness. The goal of this journey is to reunite us with ourselves. Such a homecoming can be surprisingly painful, even brutal. In order to undertake it, we must first agree to exile nothing." I think it's amazing, right? Look at this for the moment, right? The night sea journey. If you're out in the sea at night time and you're in a boat by yourself, it's a lonely place. It's a journey. And it's hard to see the land that you're going to. You got to trust yourself, right? That's the night sea journey. And it's a journey into the parts of ourselves. This isn't external to us. This isn't away from us. This is the parts of us, which means that we might, as it says here, that a split off is about unknown, unwanted, cast out, and exiled. We may have done that at some point, unknowingly or knowingly, but they are still a part of ourselves, right? And then we say the various subterranean worlds of consciousness, this lower mind almost, not in a negative sense of the term, but more as in we've shunned it away, we've swept it under the carpet, we've put it into the closet, all this sort of stuff to deal with later on. But it never goes anywhere. It shows up. It always shows up. The goal of this journey is to reunite us with ourselves, reunite the conscious version of us with the all of us, the light, the dark, the known, the unknown, right? Such a homecoming can be surprisingly painful, even brutal. Such a homecoming. I remember, and I've shared this quote before, and I'm going to share it time and time again because it's beautiful. Joseph, actually one of the owners of the coach room, shared this quote that says, "We're all just walking each other home." And I was like, "Oh, that's so stunning." And I've spoken to people about it. They're like, walking home? What do you mean?" It's like, no. We as adults have this opportunity to return home to the whole, to all of us, right? That's what we have, this homecoming. And every single person around you, whether they trigger you or support you, or sometimes that trigger is a support, like all of this sort of stuff is an opportunity for you to walk home. And they're a part of that with you, whether they realize that or not. And vice versa. And this is one of the things where people go, and I've had this conversation, they're like, "Well, you didn't support me." It's like, I may not have supported you in the way that you think I needed to support you, but I believe that to be your structures, and I'm not here to support your structures because it's actually not supporting you at all. I support your growth. I support your unfolding. That may not look like for you sometimes that I'm actually supporting you, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm here for the long game. That's a powerful space to be in. Surprisingly painful, even brutal. Yes, it will be surprisingly painful. Absolutely. We're going to remember things that we've shunned away and have rejected, yet they're showing up in day-to-day life all the time. And absolutely, it's brutal. It's beautiful as well, though. In order to undertake it, we must first agree to exile nothing, right? In order to go on the night sea journey, we first must agree to ourselves that as this shit shows up for us, that we don't reject it. We don't reject it again. That we see it, we acknowledge it, we accept it, and we integrate it. These are the journeys that I work with people on, that I myself are continually unfolding through. And the reason being is that this is courageous. We can go out there and face the demon without. And I think that's another form of courage that we want to make sure that we're observing. But if we never face the demon, so to speak, of within, then we're fooling ourselves and we're fooling everyone else around us. So you have a choice here to go on your day sea journey or pursue your night sea journey and to return home. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. If you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one personally signed by this guy. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you wanted to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch. I'd love to have a chat with you. That's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.